On University at Albany Week, death by suicide for those with borderline personality disorder is all too common. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Tomoko Udo, associate professor of health policy, management, and behavior, describes how to lower this risk.
Borderline personality disorder, or BPD, is a psychiatric disorder that impacts mood, self-image, and behavior, and often results in uncertainty about how a person views themselves and the world. BPD is complex diagnosed, requiring 5 out of 9 diagnostic criteria to be met. While elevated risk for suicide has been reported for people with BPD who have sought treatment at mental health specialists, research shows some important differences between those seeking treatment and those who don't. This makes it difficult to assess the true risk of suicidal behaviors in individuals with BPD at a population level. Using data from a survey conducted of over 36,000 U.S. adults by the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism in 2012 to 2013, I, along with Dr. Carlos Grillo at Yale University, conducted the first population-level study to estimate prevalence of suicide attempts among U.S. adults with diagnosable BPD. We found that almost one-third of adults with BPD reported a suicide attempt in their lifetime, while about 4% of adults without BPD reported ever attempting suicide. We also found that besides self-injurious behavior, which could overlap with suicide attempts, having symptoms of chronic emptiness, a feeling of disconnect from both self and others, was significantly associated with elevated risk for suicide attempts among adults with diagnosable BPD, while other criteria show no association. Research suggests that prior suicide attempt is one of the strongest predictors of completed suicide. Our findings suggest that individuals with BPD are vulnerable, particularly if they report symptoms associated with chronic emptiness.
That was Tomoko Udo of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.